Backstage at the 140-year-old Twilight Playhouse, Paige McGregor wriggled into her skimpy Santa baby costume, finger-pinched red Lycra leggings up around her waist, flashed her doughy white belly to the full-length mirror, and quite possibly the ghost of John Wilkes Booth, and swore off Christmas cookies forever. According to local lore, and open to heated debate, after assassinating Lincoln, Booth escaped and hid out in Twilight, Texas. He assumed the name John St. Helen and got a job as an actor. On his deathbed, St. Helen, aka Booth, supposedly confessed his true identity. "Sorry, John," Paige apologized, "but if you don't want to see the sad evidence of my total lack of self-control, you shouldn't haunt theaters." She was the first of the five Santa's helpers to arrive, and the quiet of the old limestone building offered momentary respite from the extravagant Dickensian hullabaloo ruling the town square. Paige took a deep inhale, exhaled long and slow. Breathe. At the narrow oval window overlooking the flat roof of Perk's coffee shop next door, Earl Pringle's pet crow, Poe, pecked at the pane, tap, 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 and glowered at her with murderous intent. Poe was a moody cuss. You couldn't judge Twilightites by him. He was tiny for a crow, barely larger than a female grackle, which might explain his grumpiness. He cocked his shoulders and flared his wings as if trying to convince her that he was a ferocious raven. Paige pretended to startle because she knew what it was like to be on the short side. And hey, everyone needed an ego boost now and again, even small crows trying to prove themselves worthy of poetic names. Poe gave a loud caw, satisfied that he'd scared her, and flew away to find new folks to terrorize. She moved to the window, clouded with decades of dirt and grime, called, "Go forth and nevermore!" Hey, were those snowflakes? Her obsessive-compulsive gene wished for window cleaner and a rag, but her curiosity overrode that urge. She undid the rusty latch and, with some effort, shoved open the window for a better view at the street below. The smell of dark roast and yeasty pastries teased her nose and watered her mouth. No, no more sweet treats. Behind the theater in the town square, Lake Twilight stretched sapphire blue, a dazzling jewel in Hood County's crown. If she leaned out the window far enough and craned her neck to the left, she could just make out her Uncle Floyd's houseboat, where she was crashing for the holidays, and or until she re-glued the fractured shards that were her life back together. Delicate white flakes coasted silently from the sky, sprinkling trees, roofs, cars, and heads of passers-by. Her West Texas heart leaped joyously. She'd grown up in barren desert, surrounded by oil and sand, far away from water and snow. And she was thrilled by the white stuff here in north central Texas, even though she knew the ground was too warm for it to stick. For this one spectacular moment, Twilight looked like a shaken snow globe. She took another deep breath, savored the sight for as long as she dared, then reluctantly pulled back inside and shut the window. With a dreamy sigh, she kicked off her Skechers and plunked down onto the creaky rocking chair. The paint was distressed, dingy white, chipped by advanced age and a vast collection of butts. Paige zipped up knee-length, black vinyl, spiked-heeled costume boots, topped her chestnut, chin-length page boy with a green elf hat, and examined the results in the mirror, turned sideways, sucked in her gut. "What do you think, John? Give it to me straight. I know I'm no Eartha Kitt, but put me in a couple of spanks, and I can pull off this hot elf thing, right?" She spun around to get a rear view, but her ankle turned in the stiletto boot, and she had to grab hold of the mirror to keep from toppling over. "Okay, okay, spanks and deportment lessons." It had been years since she'd worn stilettos. She took a second look, brushed her hair back from her forehead, and reapplied her lipstick. Good enough. Time to clear out. The other assistants would be here soon, and they'd need the dressing room. Carefully, she minced down the stairs, past the stage where the hands were setting up, and went into the auditorium.